We're in Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Bet. We're going to continue to discuss Miyun. Says the Mishnah, Ezohi Ktana Shetzricha Lemayin Kol Shehisi'uha Ima V'acheha Ledata Hisi'uha Shelo Ledata Eina Tzricha Lemayin. Which Ktana, which young girl is the type of a girl who needs to do Miyun? Anyone who was married off by her mother or her brother by her own consent through her das, that she had consent. So that girl is going to need later to do miyun, and that would be considered a rabbinic marriage that she would have to do miyun to get out of. But if they married her without her consent and without her knowledge, so then she does not need a miyun, that marriage is as if it didn't take place. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer, Ko tinokes she'eni yechola lishmor kidusheha, eina tzricha lemayin. Rabbi Chanina, the son of Antigonus, says that a girl who does not know how to guard her kedushin, she does not need to do miyun because she was too young, she doesn't have enough das, enough intelligence to be able to agree or disagree properly, and therefore it was as if it didn't take place. The Bar Dinur tells us that some guidelines for this: if the girl is under 6 years old, then she is considered as if she's too young and it didn't take place. If she is over 10, then it's considered as if she has enough intelligence and as if she agreed. In between 6 and 10 over there, so that's when we have to do a test over here to see if she has enough intelligence and seichel to be able to guard her kedushin. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein ma'aseh ketana klum ela kemefute. Rabbi Eliezer says that the actions of a ketana are nothing, rather she's like a woman who was seduced. Rabbi Eliezer does not mean over here to argue about the halacha of miyun. We will see later, Rabbi Eliezer does hold by the halacha of miyun. So this girl who was married off by her mother is going to need a miyun to get out of the marriage. But he still considers halachically that this girl was not properly married, and she's only like a mefuteh for the following halacha. Continues the Mishnah: Bas Yisrael lekohen lo tochal betruma. Bas Kohen Yisrael, Tochal B'Truma. A Bas Yisrael who is married off to a Kohen by her mother when she's a Ketana cannot eat in Truma, says Rabbi Eliezer, because that marriage is not strong enough to get her into the Rishus, into the domain of the Kohen, and allow her to eat Truma. Vice versa, that a Bas Kohen who gets married to Yisrael is still able to eat in Truma because the marriage to that Yisrael, when she was a Ketana and married by her mother, is not strong enough to take her out of needing of being able to eat Truma. Again, that's according to Rabbi Eliezer, but he would still say that you do need a miyun. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, says Mishnah Gimel, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Kol akava shehi min ha'ish ke'ilu hi ishto, v'kol akava she'ein ha min ha'ish ke'ilu eina ishto. First, just to translate, and then we'll discuss what this means, that Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Yaakov, says that any akava, which means a delay, or in this case, living with the man, the husband, which comes from the man, is as if, that's considered as if she is his wife. And any akava, or this living with the man, which is not from the man, is as if she's not his wife. What this means, and it will be explained more in the next Mishnah, is that if a woman was divorced, she's a Ketana, and she got married off by her mother. Now, before she grows up, after this woman grows up and she's 12 years in one day, she becomes like his regular wife. But before that time period, when she's still a Ketana and she could still do miyun, so if this guy gives her a get, so then we see that the action is coming from the husband. But from her perspective, she is living with and married to this man because she wants to be. Therefore, it's considered as if she was really married to this guy and divorced. We'll see a lot of halachic ramifications for this in the next Mishnah. But if the, and that's called that her dwelling with, that the dwelling with the man was because of the man. She liked the guy. So that's called, she's like her, his wife. But if the dwelling, the living with the man was not because of the man, rather it was because of something else, we would see that because she would do mi'un and she would declare that she didn't really want to be in this marriage, then it's as if she was never his wife, and there'll be halachic ramifications for that as well, and we'll see those in the next Mishnah. That's the end of Mishnah Gimel.